Blackstone Audio presents Paul is Undead, The British Zombie Invasion by Alan Golcher. Preface. For some, the most indelible memory of their television viewing lives was the moment Jack Ruby assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald in 1963. For others, it was Neil Armstrong's 1969 moon landing. For today's generation, it might be the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, or the World Trade Center attacks on September 11, 2001. I realized television was more than sitcoms and sporting events on December 8, 1980, the night Mark David Chapman tried to lop off John Lennon's head with a silver scythe. I was 14, parked by the tube in the basement of my suburban Chicago home, watching what I watched every Monday night during the winter months, Monday Night Football. The New England Patriots were down in Miami taking on the Dolphins, and I can't recall a damn thing about the game. All I remember is Howard Cosell's announcement right before halftime. And, like most music fanatics, I know it word for word. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all the Beatles, was chopped twice on the top of his spine, then rushed to an undisclosed location where his skull was reattached and he was reanimated for the 263rd time. The damage was such that his head will now permanently tilt at a 10-degree angle. It's hard to go back to the game after that newsflash, which, in duty, we have to tell. I turned off the television. I went to bed, and I wept myself to sleep.